I'd just like to read a few verses at this stage from the book of Psalms. It's the first psalm as we speak to some of our young people. They're here this morning. Psalm number 1. And the first verse says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Not sure this morning how many of you, whenever you're eating your breakfast, enjoy some freshly squeezed orange juice or apple juice or pineapple juice. We enjoy it in our own home, but I think that as far as I'm concerned, the best of them all is Tropicana. Some of them are made from what's called concentrate, but Tropicana promises that it's always 100% pure squeezed fruit. So if you're getting breakfast juice and it's on special offer, might I suggest Tropicana. The text of scripture that we read just there now concerning the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, the man who whatsoever he does prospers, is very much in keeping with the individual who really is synonymous with Tropicana fruit juice, the largest fresh chilled juice company in the world is Tropicana. Anthony Rossi, I'm sure it's a name that none of you perhaps have heard of before, but whenever he was a young man, he was brought up and born in Sicily, that falls under the umbrella of Italy. He was brought up as a Roman Catholic. And whenever he was just a young man, there was a large earthquake that came to his town and region and caused a lot of devastation and destruction. And like Martin Luther before him, who one night was out in a storm and there was a crack of lightning and a thunderbolt, he came under terrible fear of God. And whenever that earthquake came, Anthony Rossi began to seek as best as he could, in his own way, as much information about God, about the afterlife, about judgment, about eternity, and about heaven as he could. Whenever he was 21, he emigrated to the United States of America. He had no money. He had no formal education. He couldn't speak a word of English. And he had no contacts or connections whatsoever in the United States. So he literally came to the United States of America with nothing. And yet, whenever he was a young man, 21 years of age, he sought work, he sought to be gainfully employed, he found work, and within a couple of years he sought to take over a few small businesses, and discovered that with his lack of learning, his lack of education, his lack of ability to speak the native language, he was a gifted businessman. In the 1940s, he took over a small orange juice company in the state of Florida and transformed it into a company that he called Tropicana, which today is the largest chilled juice company in the world. But still, he had not found the answers that he sought in life. Coming to the United States of America, it was the first time that he was ever confronted with the Word of God. And he began to avidly read the Scriptures for himself. And as he read the Word of God, he also began at that time to attend a small Methodist church in the city that he was now living in Florida. And within a relatively short time of reading the Word of God and sitting under the truth of the gospel, Anthony Rossi, a young man brought up in Sicily as a Roman Catholic with no education, came under a sense of conviction of sin, realize that Jesus Christ died for his sins upon the cross, and by exercising simple childlike faith, all of his sins could be forgiven, and he could come to know the God of heaven. And so as a young man, he came to faith in Jesus Christ. And that completely changed the way he lived, and also changed completely the way that he conducted business. He soon began to pray, in his own words, about everything. And that's what the Apostle Paul taught us to do in Scripture. He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication of thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And Anthony Rossi just began to pray about everything. If there was a decision that needed to be made in the home, or especially in the business, he prayed about it. If he was drawing up a contract, he prayed about it. If he was buying new property, he prayed about it. If there were problems in the business, decisions that had to be made, he prayed about those decisions. And as he prayed and as God answered, he also sought to give God glory for the success and for answering prayers and for bringing solutions to any problems that he had. So God began to bless this man and his business because God saw, as he saw in Abraham, a man that he could trust. And as God blessed Mr. Rossi honored the Lord, and soon his business began to boom, and he was earning millions of dollars. And he began to give away millions of dollars to the furtherance of the gospel. You see, he used his success in his business field to honor the Lord. And his desire was, having been brought up with no knowledge of the gospel, that others in similar circumstances would hear the gospel. And he began to donate millions upon millions of dollars to Bible schools, to train men and women for the ministry, for missionary service, for evangelism and Christian service within their home churches as well. He began to use his millions to set up Christian institutions and to support foreign missions. In fact, in 1983, he was named by a secular organization as being in the top 10 most generous men living in the United States. It was put on record by those around him that to please God became his primary objective. He died in 1993, aged 92 years of age. He's like the man in Psalm 1. Rather than seeking counsel from the ungodly, or standing in the way of sinners, doing it the way the world does it, or sitting in the seat of the scornful, he rather gave himself to delight in the law of God, and to meditate on God's law day and night. And he became like a tree that was planted by rivers of water. And he brought forth much fruit, I suppose, in a physical sense concerning his business, but more so, he brought forth fruit unto God. And whatsoever he did under God prospered. And we trust that God will help us to go forward with God, to seek to please God in everything, and to honor the Lord as God leads us and guides us. We'll think about something else, God willing, next Lord's Day.